presenting the transcription feature, Superman!
Up in the sky! Look!
It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's Superman!
And now, Superman, strange visitor from the planet Krypton, who came to Earth with powers and abilities far beyond those of mortal men, and who, disguised as Clark Kent, star reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper, fights a never-ending battle for truth and justice. As you remember, Kent, Jimmy Olsen, and Pug Flanagan, the young stowaway aboard the ill-fated Clara M., were spending the night in the Panama Hotel before taking a ship for Metropolis in the morning. Both boys had tried to influence Clark Kent not to return home, but to search for the treasure indicated on the map they had found on the Clara M. The conversation concerning the treasure map was overheard by a half-breed named Carlos, who arranged with Manuel, the hotel clerk, to gain possession of it. But almost at the same time, Pug Flanagan decided to steal the map from Kent's room and search for the treasure himself. As our story continues today, Kent has been lured to the hotel lobby by Manuel so that Carlos can ransack his room for the treasure map. Listen.
I don't quite understand why it was necessary to get me down here in the middle of the night to sign some papers. Why couldn't they be signed in the morning? What sort of papers are they?
Declaration of baggage, Senor Kent.
What?
The authorities are very strict, but I must apologize. I cannot find the papers.
Oh, it doesn't matter because we haven't any baggage. Is that all?
Si, Senor.
Well, then, good night. What's that?
I did not hear anything, Senor.
Sounded like the squawk of a parrot.
Si, one of the guests has a parrot. Sometimes in his sleep, he makes a peculiar noise. The parrot.
Oh. Well, good night.
Buenas noches, senor. Buenas noches.
Something funny about his calling me down to sign baggage declarations. He knew we didn't have any baggage. I told him that when we registered. Oh, well, maybe he forgot. Yeah, might as well look in on Jimmy and Pug before I turn in. Both those kids would give their eye teeth to go treasure hunting. Yeah, so would I. That map looks like the real thing. Oh, here's the door to their room. I'll just peek in. Both seem to be fast asleep. Oh, wait a minute. There's only one in that bed. It's Jimmy. Where's Pug? That's funny. I better wake Jimmy up and ask him. Jim? Wake up, Jimmy.
I'll go to sleep.
It's Mr. Kent, Jimmy.
Oh, time to get up?
No.
Okay.
No, Jim, no, it isn't time to get up. I just wanted to know what happened to Pug.
Pug?
Yes, he's not here.
Not here? What do you mean?
Well, just that. I looked in on you to see whether you were both all right, and Pug wasn't in bed.
Wait a minute. Jumping Jehoshaphat.
What's the matter, Jim?
The map. The treasure map.
What?
He didn't want to go back before I fell asleep. I remember now. Oh, Mr. Kent, this is terrible. It's awful.
Now, wait a minute. Calm down and tell me what you're talking about.
The map. He said he was going to steal the map and look for the treasure himself.
What?
I told him he was crazy to go to sleep. I never thought he'd do it.
You mean you think Pug took the treasure map from my room?
I'm afraid so.
Well, we'll find out soon enough. Come on. If he did, I'll foil him good when I catch him.
Is it here, Mr. Kent?
No, it's gone.
Honest?
Yes, it was in the inside pocket of my jacket. Now, look, Jimmy, let's see if we can get this straight. When did Pug talk about taking the map?
Just before I fell asleep.
That couldn't have been more than 10 minutes ago. What did he say exactly?
Well, you know, we were both a little sore because you said we couldn't go look for the treasure, but I got over it and Pug didn't.
Yes?
He kept saying he could find that treasure himself if he had the map and all that sort of stuff.
And then what?
Oh, I guess I fell asleep and he snitched the map out of your room. Didn't you hear anything?
I don't think I was in my room at the time. The desk clerk called me down to the lobby to sign some papers. Well, you'd better go back to sleep, Jimmy. Pug can't have gotten far with the map. I'll find him.
I can't sleep now, Mr. Kent.
No, you might as well try. I'll find Pug and bring him back.
Don't be too hard on him, Mr. Kent. He doesn't know anything.
Okay. I don't blame Pug a bit for wanting to go on that treasure hunt, but he's got to learn not to take things into his own hands. Chances are he headed for the harbor to stow away on a southbound boat. I'll stop at the desk and ask the clerk if he's seen him.
Something is wrong, Senor Kent?
Yes. One of the boys with me seems to be missing. You didn't by any chance see him leave the hotel, did you? A thin, tow-headed boy?
No, Senor, I did not. Where would he go in the middle of the night?
I don't know. Well, I'll look around. In case you do see him, keep him here till I return, will you?
Si, Senor.
A little little fellow was smart enough not to go out the front way. Probably climbed down the fire escape. Well, I'll find him if I have to search every boat in the harbor. I think I'd better search around the waterfront.
As Superman, and see whether I can spot him. Up! Up! And away!
Red cloak spread like the wings of some strange bird, Superman flies through the darkness in search of Park Flanagan. Meanwhile, back at the hotel, Jimmy Olsen has dressed and is hurrying down the steps to the lobby, and the sound of hushed voices stops him short.
Gee, I hope I can find...
What is the treasure map, Carlos?
I have it, don't you worry. There was a little trouble.
Trouble? What do you mean?
He's not.
Why do you look so pale?
Because I do not like this business. You will have to like it now, my boy. Now listen to me. When I went to the room to get the map, one of the boys was there. He tried to scream, but I put my hand over his mouth. I could not leave him there, so I took him away with me. Yep, like a tiger he was. See here? He's scratched.
What have you done with him?
He's down in the cellar, locked in the storage field.
Senor Kent is looking for him even now. Carlos, we will both go to prison.
Not if you do as I say. I have made arrangements with Sanchez, who owns the big fishing boat, to leave for the island where the treasure is at midnight.
Sanchez, eh?
See. Once we have sailed, you can release the boy. No one will suspect that you have anything to do with it.
I do not like it.
But you will like 50,000 pesos.
I think I've heard enough. So Pug didn't steal the map after all. It was Carlos. I can't see him from here, but he's probably the guy who was listening to us talking. I guess the first thing to do is find Pug down the cellar. Get out the back way through the fire escape, but I've got to work fast. Good thing the fire escape is right outside this window.
Raising the window, Jimmy climbs out on the fire escape and, keeping in the shadow of the building, descends to the yard behind the hotel. In a moment, he finds the door leading to the cellar.
It sure is dark down here. I haven't the faintest idea where the storage bin is.
Oh!
What's that?
Oh, no!
It's either an animal or... No, I know what it is. Pug trying to yell with his mouth gagged.
Oh!
The storage bin must be over there to the left. This must be the bin. It wasn't locked at all, just a piece of wood stuck through the hasp. There, that's it. Pug.
Mm-hmm.
It's Jimmy, Pug. Here, let me get that gag off you. There. How's that?
Oh, thanks a million, pal. What that rag show me, they're tough to breathe. Where's the guy that slapped me in here? Let me get my hands on him. I'll tear him.
Take it easy. You've caused enough trouble as it is.
Well, me? What did I do? I sneaked into Mr. Kent's room to get that map just for a gag. This bozo grabs me, pulls me around like I'm a sack of potatoes, slaps a rag over my mouth, and then tosses me down here in a clink. What did I do?
We'll take care of what you did or tried to do later. Right now, we've got something else to think about. The fellow who put you down here was the same one you thought didn't understand English.
Huh?
All the time, he was soaking up that talk about the treasure map. He's got it now, and he's sailing on a fishing boat owned by a man named Sanchez at midnight.
Oh, yeah? That's what he thinks. Where's Mr. Kent?
I'm out looking for you.
What time is it?
I don't know, but it must be about 10:30.
Then we got plenty of time.
Plenty of time for what?
To see to that boat. Don't leave the dock.
And how are you going to do that?
Easy. We'll sink her right where she lay.
Sink her? Are you crazy?
Not me, pal. All we got to do is sneak on board, open up the sea cog, and she'll sink like a hunk of lead.
Maybe we ought to wait for Mr. Kent to come back.
Nah, that's just wasting time. Come on, this is a pipe. It's like rolling off a log.
Pug, there are at least 20 fishing boats down here. How can we tell which one belongs to Sanchez?
We got tongues, ain't we? There's a guy coming off one of the docks. We'll ask him. Hey, buddy!
See?
We're looking for a tub owned by a guy named Sanchez. Where's she lay?
Sanchez?
Yeah, that's it.
La Paloma.
It's La Paloma. Where is it, mister? Where?
Sanchez, La Paloma.
Oh, he's pointing to us. Okay, thanks, buddy. Thanks. See her there, Jimmy? The fourth dock. Hey, she's big, ain't she?
Big for a fishing boat.
Yeah.
Now what do we do?
We sneak on board and give it a word. Come on. Follow me. Yeah, we're running in luck. Ain't nobody on deck. Hop aboard. Yeah, but take it easy.
If we get caught, we're in plenty of trouble.
We ain't gonna get caught. Now listen. Make for that companionway when I say three. And keep low. One, two, three.
We made it. Now what?
Now we gotta get down into the hole. This boat ain't got more than two or three in the crew. That makes less chance of us getting caught. Okay, let's go.
You're taking an awful chance, Pug.
Ah, this is a cinch. Hey, down his way. All right. He's one of our sea cocks. Now, all we gotta do is open her up. Hey, she's tight. I can't budge her.
Let me try.
Okay.
It is tight.
Yeah. Wait a minute. What's that?
Sounds like motors.
It is. Hey, the boat's moving. She's pulling out.
Pug, what do we do?
What will Jimmy and Pug do, trapped as they are in the hold of the La Paloma, with Clark Kent ignorant of their whereabouts? It looks like plenty of excitement ahead, so don't forget to tune in the next thrilling episode of our story with Superman.
Tune in the next thrilling installment of the transcription feature, Superman.
Up in the sky, look!
It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's Superman! Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.